Hello, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark, it's Charlie. How are you doing?
I'm doing. How are you?
I'm doing good. How'd your weekend go?
Oh, it was wonderful.
You were working, huh?
Part of it.
Okay. How's your mom doing?
That's what happens when you do a contract with, I guess he's a boyfriend, and I think she wears the pants, and she came home, and... I mean, I got paid, but it's to do the extra stuff, but, you know, you don't plan it, didn't have materials, it's the weekend and a whole lot of things, but it's the way it goes.
Right. So you got to make, like, runs and stuff like that to, like, Home Depot.
Oh, yeah, now I got to go buy stuff at stupid Lowe's or Home Depot, and, you know, they're three times what I get stuff for, and
okay.
Quality and a few things like that, but, you know, what are you going to do?
So you have, like, a supplier that gives you...
Oh, I get wholesale, yeah, because I'm a business. Oh, yeah, I get all my stuff wholesale price because I have a business, so
mm-hmm.
It's all wholesale price.
Well, I mean, as long as the job gets done right.
Well, in the end, once it's at that point, yeah, I'm just like whatever, you know, because I mean, now it's costing me time and aggravation and you know more money, and it's like just get it done so I can get paid and get going.
Move on to the next one.
Exactly.
All right. Cool. Awesome. How's your mom doing? She doing okay?
Yeah, she's fine.
Okay. That's good. I know, like you said, I know you were living over there in that area because she had a stroke. So,
yep.
Just making sure everything's good there too.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
For, you know, that's one of them things that's like an up and down, you know.
Yeah.
Status quo until.
Yeah, and it's tough on you too, because you have to take care of her, you know, and so there's a lot.
And that goes by day to day too. So I mean, some days she's fine, and in that regards, and other days she's not. So it's just everything is what they call fluid, I guess, where it just changes.
Yeah, exactly. Like I had talked to you before, you know, you remind me of my dad because my dad had to take care of my grandma when she was still, you know, alive, and she was going through dementia, like severe dementia.
Right.
So,
yep. And that's kind of what this is like.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, because she doesn't
exactly
have so much her. She's recovered from the physical side of it for the most part.
Okay.
But it's the mental, you know, and some days she's good and other days she'll tell you the same thing six times in 10 minutes, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's how we kind of found out. Because my grandma did have a stroke. My dad rushed her to the hospital. And then probably like a year later, I was at his house for Thanksgiving. And he lives kind of like in a, I don't know, you could kind of say like just a private street where you go around in circles and all the houses are right there. And there's only one way to get out. She like circled it twice. To get out. And we're something's going on here.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my goodness.
So I know what you're going through. That's how I was asking, you know, like, how are you doing? How's your mom doing?
Yeah, no, exactly. And like I said, that's exactly what it is. Because some days she's, you know, pretty close to normal. And other days, like I said, she'll tell you the same. And then because she knows enough to know that she's having a bad day, then if you say, Mom, we've already talked about this like three times, you know, and I'm, you know, and I then it'll be like, oh, I know, I just want to make sure that you heard me. It's like, okay.
It's the denial,
Yeah, correct. 100%. Cover, because she doesn't want to have to admit that, you know, she's got having a bad day or has issues. So, yeah, she covers a lot.
Yeah. How old is your mom?
80.
Okay. My grandma was around that same age, so.
Yep. Yeah. And the worst thing is, the hospital screwed up, and you know it's a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was 3 weeks before we got her any real help for a stroke because they didn't realize she had a stroke.
What?
It's a little it's a little podunk hospital, you know.
Okay.
And they kept thinking it was something else, and you know, it was just it's just considering what she went through and, you know, whatever, she's doing really well. It's just, you know, you don't know. It's a day-to-day thing. So, you know, some days she's good, and lately she's been good, but it's summer, and everybody's better in the summertime as a rule.
Right.
You know, because it keeps, right. She's busy and, you know, whatever, and I don't know. It's just a tough deal. Not what I, you know. You grow up always thinking it's your mom and never, you know, you always think you're invincible type thing, so.
Yeah, 100%. I'm with you on that one. Yeah, I agree.
And then my Lyme disease, which is, you know, I got bit by a tick here, I don't know, a month ago and gave me Lyme disease, and I'm dealing with that too. So between it all, it's like, geez, Louise, right now.
And then you're working on top of that you gotta, you know.
Yeah, well, I have to. I mean, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, so it's like.
But I'm not good at sitting around home anyway, so if I do that for too long, people start asking me to go to work, because.
Yeah.
I get pretty grumpy. Yeah.
So how does it work right now? So you go to work, who takes care of your mom while you're not there?
Usually my wife is around, or, you know, I mean, today's a good day, so if she doesn't need anything, because I always check with her every morning. I'm always, you know, I'm always the, and my brother's around. That's another weird situation. I mean, my brother's good for emergencies, but he's not good day-to-day stuff. So, you know, it's just the way it is. So, unlike today, I mean, right now, because I'm not working very far away most of the time, you know, and if I do, then my wife makes sure she's around.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. You guys got that team, that buddy system there.
Yeah, we have to. And we got a couple friends, you know, that are close by too. I mean, it just depends on what the day's like and you know, what it all starts in the morning, and then you figure it out from there, basically.
Yeah. No, I 100% I know exactly what you're talking about. So it's a tough situation. I would go back and forth and help my dad out when he needed help. He actually broke his shoulder. Yep. And after I had just left his house, and he asked, he's like, hey, can you come back up? I got to take, you know, grandma to the hospital. She's got to go to doctor's appointment. He's like, I can't even move my shoulder. And I'm like, all right. So I had to go up there and help him out for like 2 weeks before he could even just like get a little bit of rotation in.
Uh-huh.
I get where you're coming from and understand the day-to-day process, because it's you just don't know when you go to sleep what's the next day going to look
correct.
Like. Is it going to go good day, or are we going to have a bad day?
You know, or once in a while I get the midnight to, I don't know, 3, 4 o'clock in the plus. Well, I haven't done anything active with it in a while, but I'm also a volunteer firefighter and EMT and all that stuff too.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't even do anything with that right now. I just don't have the time, but
right.
I tried for a while, but you know, so it's just, you know, crazy. I don't have time for it right now, unfortunately, but.
Well, I hope everything, you know, gets better and falls in line.
For now, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. For now, it's kind of like I said, status quo. I mean, there's nothing crazy either way, which is good.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, are you on lunch right now, or you had a job, or?
Oh, I'm at a job. Yeah. I was actually pulling posts out when you called. So I just.
Okay.
I'm sitting at one of the posts I pulled out.
Okay. I know you told me to call you like around 12. I had just got out of a meeting. So, Yeah, I know last time we kind of talked about helping you with, you know, getting you on that first page of Google and targeting those certain areas so you don't have to go so far. And then helping you with a website so that way it's professionally done, people can come to it. I remember last time all you were just missing was your card.
Yep, and I think I brought it with me today. Let me see. I'm pretty sure I stuck it in my wallet. Oh, where is it? I think it's here. Oop, no, that's somebody's business card. That's not going to do you any good. For sure I stuck it in here. Damn. Well, the bad thing is, if I didn't put it in here, I have no idea what I did do with it then. Because in my mind, I put it in here.
You visualized it?
Well, I stuck it with my wallet, and I did it intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if it's in the back. Oh, I think it's in the back of my wallet. It is. Okay. Yep. All right. I put it in a weird spot, but that's all right. At least I got it.
Okay. As long as you, one, have it, because then you got to go through tracing your steps. I'm like, did I put it? Did I use it somewhere?
Yeah, well, I don't use this one hardly ever, but it's the fact that, yeah, then I'd be like, oh, crap, what'd I do with it? But
yeah.
I got it. So.
Okay. So let me just set something up really quickly. So I do have, so we'll have a security question for you.
Okay.
So when we call in to, when you call in here and you say, hey, like, I'd like to target a different city, or I'd like have some ideas on this, or hey, my website, I want to add this, we'll mm-hmm. always ask you what,
okay.
you know, for instance, like your mother's maiden name is, right?
Yep,
you would tell us
that. One.
Yeah, that would unlock your account, right?
Right.
Same vice versa. So if somebody's calling you pretending to be Local Splash, not saying that they will, but, you know, things
right,
happen.
Right. Yeah, no, exactly.
They don't. Yeah, so if they don't ask you this security question, then you're like, no, that's not you guys. And you can just hang up.
Okay, right, right.
I just want you to be protected at all costs. So for the security questions, I have three. You can answer, you can have one of them. I have mother's maiden name, your city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'll go with my mom's maiden name. It's a little bit more difficult.
Okay. And what is her name?
Her maiden name is Dalrymple, which is Dalrymple.
Okay. That, I've never heard that name before, I will tell you that.
Yep, yep. There's a few around this neck of the woods, but yeah, that's not a common name.
I was going to say, where I'm from, it's, they're pretty basic. I mean, my name is Charlie, so. Which you don't even hear
yeah.
that name a lot.
I actually have a customer. I have a couple customers this year that have, and I haven't had anybody have that in a while either, but I seem to run. And the worst thing is this year I've had like four Joes. So even ordering materials, I've had to like Joe one, Joe two, Joe last name, you know, it's like, because, you know, I wind up getting mixed up when they call and say, hey, this is Joe. Okay.
Yeah.
Which one?
You're like, are you Joe one or Joe two? Can you?
Yeah, exactly. I got to know more. What's your last name? Because the Joes don't work anymore.
Yeah. Oh man, that's hilarious. All right. So, couple things here. So the payment, is it going to be a credit card? It was going to be a credit card, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Visa.
Is that going to, okay. Visa. All right. And then, what is the number? I'm ready when you are.
Okay. It's 4465-4203-6610-4693.
Okay. And then the, I'm going to read it back to you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. 4465-4203.
Correct.
6610.
Yep.
4693.
Correct.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
0327.
0327. And then the three digit on the back.
Give me one second. 516.
516. Okay. Now, when we talked, it was going to be the $299 with the $99 setup plan. Okay. So I just want to make
Correct.
Sure you understand that. So
yep.
$398.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And then make sure, I just thought about that, make sure that goes through, because sometimes it's one of the companies that if it's out of the area, I have to call them, and, or they'll send me a text message that says that you, you know,
okay.
authorize this payment or whatever. So just, I have a couple of them like that that just do it for security.
Okay. Let me actually make sure really quickly.
Otherwise, they may send me a security, like I said, a security thing, or I have to call them.
Okay. Okay. because last time I kind of set this, I set this up for the date and then we had to reschedule. So I'm just making sure that we can, I have to get authorization to change the date for today. So I'm just waiting on that. But before I do process any payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The reason being is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it is an added protection. And we will send this to you with your invoice in an email as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to walk you through this. If you don't understand something, just do me a favor and stop me, and I'll be able to review or clarify. Just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean? And then we'll go through that. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the payment, all right? All right, cool. I'm just making sure here. Okay. All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurances to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mark Davis Fence Contracting, LLC, technically.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
It's Mark Davis, and I am the owner, president, secretary, et cetera, et cetera.
Man of many hats. Awesome. Are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yep, sure am.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yep.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, Mark, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not any other company. So that was the mother's name, your mother's maiden name,
right?
Okay?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Awesome. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails with Local Splash?
Yes. As much as I
can. Yes. I know you're busy. In hiring Local Splash as your marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is the 14th. In the non-refundable of $398, all right? When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th in the amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment, all right?
Yep.
Okay. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation?
Yeah. Service? Yep. Okay. Now, are you sending me whatever with the customer support number and all that?
Yeah, that'll be emailed to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what, exactly. Yep. That way, or if I want to change location or whatever, that's who I contact as well or no.
Yes, yes, that would be your contact as well, and then the account manager would be able to do that for you. Just making sure everything is okay here. Just make sure here. Okay. Okay, and then does this time work best for you, like around the noonish time?
Usually, I'd rather do later in the evening, 5 or 6. It just depends. Normally, I'll be honest with you, I normally eat while I'm working and, keep working. I just didn't want everybody to think I was, pushing it off either. And it just depends on where I am. Besides, today I had good cell coverage, so
Okay. Okay. So, okay, so that did go through. So I want to say, you know, congratulations and welcome to Local Splash. We are a family here, so we're going to take good care of you and get you in the areas you want on top of helping you with that website, okay?
Yep, no, I appreciate that.
Okay.
And the other thing I did do is reached out to a company, whatever, where they'll get me set up with a digital phone, you know, local area code digital up in the, you know, 315 area. So I don't have to have another. Can you?
Yeah, we can do that for you. You don't have to go through another company if you don't want to. And it just be added in the $299, so you don't have to pay extra for it for somebody else.
They're doing it for $40 a month. I don't know. I don't think that's too bad. I don't know what normally.
Yeah, and I'm saying, like, with the plan you have here, I could just add it in here so you don't have to pay the extra $40 a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd save you money, $40 a month on that.
Right, no, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Get a local number so they can call in here.
Right, and it'll switch it over to my just other number.
I just didn't
want to have to carry around 3 cell phones with me. That was the biggest thing.
We'll be able to do the local number there, so that way.
And then just roll it to my cell, my other one.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, because I want to start eliminating some of this stuff.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Okay, let me see here. Okay, so I have 2 things. One, I want to make sure that I have you set up for either tomorrow or Wednesday. I can set you up tomorrow. It'll be your East Coast. It'd be like 6 p.m. your time. Does that work for you?
Give me 1 second to think here, because I got to think of what I have going on. I'll be down in Binghamton doing estimates tomorrow. Actually, Wednesday, I could do, I'm doing estimates tomorrow night, so I won't be, or tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening. So it would probably be Wednesday, and Wednesday I could do it a little bit earlier, probably like 4 o'clock if that's available.
4 o'clock. So, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to take this spot for you, and I'm going to send you an email right now so that way we can just secure that spot for you. While I do this, we sent you a text message. It should say, like, welcome to Local Splash. All your invoice was emailed to you. There's a link.
I'm actually going to put it to my Bluetooth so I can look. And...
Okay.
There. Now I got a Bluetooth so I can look and talk to without losing
it. There you go.
Yeah, I do have it.
Okay, there's a link there.
Yep.
Click on that. That's our terms and conditions link.
Okay.
All the way at the bottom, there's going to be a little checkbox that's just saying you're the card holder and then you can make this purchase. Click that, find your name on the bottom, Mark Davis. And then hit submit, and it will take you to a login form where it'll ask you for, like, a password and username. Let me know when you get there, okay?
Okay. Now, I also have one that says sign, click, blah, blah. So I need to sign it, too? Confirm signature?
Yes. Confirm that signature, yes.
All right. If it'll work here, because I don't know what kind of coverage I have for doing this stuff. Sorry. See if it went through. Signature does not match. Really?
So I have Mark Davis. It should say at the top.
Yeah, and it says, fix the highlighted portion of the text, Mark Davis. It's looking like it's, I think what it is it needs to be, let me double check. I think it doesn't have capitals for my name, so it won't accept it.
Oh. Yeah, sometimes it gets a little funky.
Yeah, it says on this, it's saying, fix the highlighted portion of the text, Mark Davis, small letters for the M and the D. And the other thing is large, is capitalized, so it should be fine. See if I can do this different. Hold on a second. I'm erasing it and trying to just do it the way they... I think it auto-filled is what happened. Try this.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
All right, yep, now it went through. It auto-filled. That was the problem. It wouldn't take the auto-fill.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
So the username, I'm at that point.
Okay. Okay, so that's going to be that custom... Like I talked about last time, that's going to be the customized tracking mechanism that you'll have. So
Okay. We're
going to send that over to you in about 5 to 7 days. We have to build the back end of that for you.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that with the onboarding team, and then they'll let you know like when the credentials will come to you. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. So you're all set. I sent you an email as well. It's coming from Google Calendar. You have a chance, if you want to do it now, just so you don't forget, and you've got a lot on your plate, you can just hit the yes. That'll, you know, give you a notification for Wednesday. That's when I booked
it
at 4 p.m. your time. Now, I will say give yourself about an hour with my guys, okay?
Okay.
That way, if they ask you questions and you have questions on top of that question, they can answer that stuff. Okay?
Gotcha. Yep.
All right, Mark. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I'm good. I'm being stupid, of course. I did get that notification for pictures needed for Google and stuff.
Okay, nice.
Welcome to Local Splash. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff here. So yeah, I'm just gonna fill it in for 4 o'clock for myself too. So, I'll just plan on it. So.
Okay.
Click here to accept. Yeah. Okay. So I'll just plan on it and, just look forward to it.
Okay. If you have any questions too, you can call that 877 number. You can always say like, hey, can I speak with Charlie? And if you have any questions or, you know, you want to talk about something or anything, my line is open.
Right.
They'll transfer you over to me, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Mark, we will talk to you on Wednesday, and I hope you have a rest of your good day, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, take care.
All right.
All right, it didn't even come through on my phone.